It's Easter Monday, so I'd just like to say, Happy Easter. The timing has been pretty perfect as I've thoroughly gotten the chance to enjoy my rest days and I hope you have too. But that's no excuse to slack off maintaining your physique and ensuring your body is properly nourished. I like my cheat meals and my refeed days just as much as the next person, so here's something I thought I'd share with you all that I like to enjoy, especially during the holidays. It'll keep you growing on your rest days and is quite literally the proverbial having your cake and eating it too. Let's get started. I think by now you all know I'm not about vilifying food. For those of you who have bought and read any one of my books, you know they're not about dieting, but instead more focused on having a balanced nutrition profile. I like clean bulks, but I also like pizza and wings when I'm feeling flat and drained after dragging my own ass through the mud some workout weeks. One favorite that reminds me of childhood days of visiting the local soda shop is milkshakes. Several years later, one thing I can't never turn down is a good milkshake, but I don't just like my milkshakes good. Sometimes I like them damn near perfect. And that's something I've learned to hone over the years. I've tried mixing different ice cream flavors with different toppings but never sacrificing on quality of milk. The thing some people may get confused about cheat meals or cheat treats is in fact that they're just that, cheats, meaning they have no quality contribution to your nutrient uptake, but that's where a person can go wrong. If you understand how nutrition works, you'll understand your food better. So here's a three-ingredient recipe of one of the milkshakes I like to make when I have a refeed day or when there's a warm holiday to celebrate. Enjoy. Mix 1 damn good filling milkshake. Prep time 3 to 5 minutes. Blend time 20 to 30 seconds. Total time less time than it takes you to listen to the song at the end of this post. Items needed: a bullet blender, they were better, but you can use a regular blender too. A spoon. Ingredients: cookies and cream ice cream, roughly 350 ml/12 oz/, or just about 2/3 of a single pint. Full fat whole cream milk. I use just under the same amount of milk as ice cream, but this varies according to how thick you like your milkshake. Less for a thicker milkshake, more for a smoother one. 3 berries, yes, berries. Optional. Chocolate sauce. Maraschino cherries. Whipped cream. Directions. Grab your large bullet blender cup. Toss in your ice cream first, then milk, and finally berries, and optional chocolate sauce in there. Close your blender and blend for 20 to 30 seconds. This is based on a 1000 watt blender. Pour into a tall glass of choice, topping off with some whipped cream and a maraschino cherry or two and a straw. Done. Simple, right? Few things to mention. For starters, you can make loads of different milkshakes by swapping out everything but the milk in the above recipe. Pick whatever your favorite brand of ice cream is to use, but if you're looking for something that doesn't go overboard with sugar, I recommend Halo Top. They use stevia as a sweetener, meaning it's got a lower GL effect on your system. You'll remember the importance of this from chapters 2 and 3 respectively in Sup Up. No Bull, Whole Food Military Nutrition on the Go. And Sup Up. No Bull, Whole Food Military Nutrition at Home. I don't always use Halo Top, and tend to change things up depending on what I want, but they've got a fair share of flavors and each pint provides about 20 grams of protein, so they're worth a shot. If you bought either Sup Up nutrition books, you'll also know the benefits of almost all the ingredients listed in this recipe. If you haven't, well, you know what to do. For a quick and dirty explanation, Milkshakes provide fat, plenty of it, not to mention calcium and protein. The first one is important for obvious reasons. Good fats help you grow, hence the term anabolic, as thoroughly explained in both books and chapter 5 of Sup Up. At home, considering 60% of the heart's energy comes from fat, and fat supports your CNS, central nervous system, in addition to a host of other functions, this is a no-brainer for shaky post-workout recovery and rest days. As when you're recovering, your body needs all the help it can get. If you liked this post, share it. If you really like this post, but don't have the Sup Up books yet, buy either Sup Up On the Go or Sup Up At Home ebooks now, and discover what unique to each book recipes are available under the Snacks Chapters preview of chapters available in shop. Both books have recipes that provide nutritional breakdown, so it makes things dead easy. Drop by next week for yet another great post to add to your workout and nutrition arsenal. Stop doing guesswork. Start making the necessities of your life easier. Sup Up. Get your copies now. If you know how to fuel and train your body, where you are matters less. Trademark. Sup Up. Clean snacking, your new, tasty, anabolic cheat treat. Try this. Is a post from and appeared first on Sup Up. P.S. Here's that song you can listen to while you make your milkshake.